What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
The Senate has approved a motion proposing a ban on the use of styrofoam containers and plastic bags locally. Find out more on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
Calling all government pensioners in Kingston, St. Andrew, and St. Catherine. The Accountant General's Department is coming your way. On Friday, October 28, the AGD will be at the Emmanuel Apostolic Church, Portmore Pines, at 10 a.m. Come hear about the life certificate plans. Get financial advice from Jamaica National. Speak directly with Sagicor about your GOJ health plan. Get free health checks from NHF. And stay for the entertainment prizes and surprises. That's the AGD's Pensioners Information Forum. Friday, October 28th, Emmanuel Apostolic Church, Portmore Pines at 10 a.m.
The Upper House or Senate has approved a motion proposing a legislative ban on the use of styrofoam containers and plastic bags in Jamaica. The motion, mooted by Government Senator Matthew Samuda, was unanimously supported following an extensive debate during a recent sitting of the Senate.
The core of this motion is the goal of reducing non-biodegradable material entering our waste stream altogether.
Plastic bags and styrofoam containers are popular and useful, but also non-biodegradable, which means they do not break down readily or melt away. Improper disposal of these items, however, often leads to blocked drains and gullies, which poses dangerous environmental and health risks.
The alternatives include paper bags, usually made from recycled cardboard, or multi-use sturdy bags, which are either made from different synthetics or even plastics.
It is estimated that it takes up to 500 years for styrofoam to biodegrade, and about 50% of non-biodegradable waste in Jamaica is made up of styrofoam and plastic bags, 70% of which is locally manufactured.
The NSWMA estimates that each Jamaican produces approximately 1 kilogram of waste daily, meaning approximately 400,000 kilograms of plastic and some styrofoam waste is created each day.
Mr. Samuda says there is a growing list of private companies that have decided to ban the use of styrofoam and plastic bags. He cites Red Stripe as an example, noting that the company has prohibited the use of styrofoam in its daily operations. Fast food chain Island Grill has switched from plastic to biodegradable bags and food containers. Another example is National Bakery, which only uses biodegradable bags for its products. The country's largest and sole producer of styrofoam, Wisinko, has also indicated that by the end of 2016, it will be using biodegradable additives that will break down into compostable materials, making its products more environmentally friendly.
My specific proposal calls for Jamaica to ban the importation of plastic bags below 50-gallon capacity and all finished goods made from styrofoam, and that we further curtail the production of said items in Jamaica unless they include that enzyme which makes them biodegradable.
Mr. Samuda says although environmentally friendly options for styrofoam or plastic containers would mean price increases, the long-term benefits to the environment would make the ban on plastics and styrofoam worthwhile.
The long-term cost of not removing these items from our waste stream is far greater. It impacts generations today and generations to come.
The motion is expected to go before a multi-stakeholder committee, which falls under the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation's Environment Portfolio for consideration and action. And Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, says the forest policy will be tabled in Parliament shortly. In a speech delivered by Councillor for the Montego Bay North Division, Leroy Reed, Minister Chang said the policy is part of measures to guide the sustainable use of the nation's tree and forest resources.
This is the reason why numerous policies and regulations have been developed to guide the sustainable use of our trees and forest resources to ensure that we leave an environmental legacy for the generations to come.
Councillor for the Montego Bay North Division, Leroy Reed. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us again next time on this station for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.